Hello, FYC fans. It's Alex back again with another episode of the FY Cast. And today I have fellow council member John Howard. John, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is John Howard Baldina. I'm part of the FYC.
So, John, one thing I wanted to ask you about, what brings you on into the FYC and why did you pick the FYC as, you know, the organization itself? Why do you want to come on?
Because I like the FYC and I worked with people with disabilities. And I wanted to help people with disabilities. Excuse me.
Awesome. So before you joined the FYC, what did you do around that time before then?
What did I do around that time before the what?
Before you joined the FYC.
Before I joined the FYC?
Mm-hmm.
Before I joined the FYC, I think I was... To answer that question, I was a student in high school and in college.
What kind of college, or what college did you attended to?
TCC, Tallahassee Community College.
What was your major?
And I'm going back there on Monday now.
Awesome. What's your major on your when you're in college?
What's my major on in college?
Yeah.
I'm going on a special course to receive an employability and certificate.
That's great. So I know that in your bio, it said that you love to play the harmonica and you play the piano. What's your favorite artist growing up? Or who was your favorite artist growing up?
Oh, what was the question? Oh, who's my favorite artist? I played the guitar. Sometimes I played the harmonica, but the harmonica is pretty hard. I like the guitar better.
Did you always want to go to music or do music in high school?
Yeah. Yes, I like to do music. I played the piano and guitar, yes.
So have you done like any plays or any like musicals when your time you were there?
Any plays or musicals when my time at high school, you mean?
Yeah.
When I was in elementary school, I was in a drama class in high school called the school called Sale High School. I was in drama class. And now I'm taking musical theater at TCC.
Was it a lot of fun?
What was the question?
Was it a lot of fun? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I did. I had fun at Sale, yes.
So, did you ever thought like you wanted to become a musician or do you... like wanted to like do something else, like whether there's any other interests, like any career fields or anything like that that you were interested besides music?
I like horses. I have my horse named Dixie. I like horses. And I lease the horse down. I ride three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I work at Hands and Hearts in Thomasville, Georgia.
Wow.
That's a horse farm called Hands and Hearts for Horses. Therapeutic Riding Center in Thomasville, Georgia.
Gotcha. So, like, yeah. did you travel often to different states or, like, with the family or...
I traveled to New Jersey to visit my dad's brother. We have family up in New Jersey. I've been there, and I traveled to New Jersey and Philadelphia and British Columbia, Canada, Italy, and all, England and all, too.
Oh, so you've been traveling parts of the world, then?
Parts of the world, yeah. In New Jersey, too. It's another state.
Yeah. I'm actually from Philadelphia myself. You know, I'm from South Philly.
Oh, you're from Philly. Nice. It's about like a long drive from New Jersey, Philadelphia.
Yeah, I have a family up in New York and the Brooklyn area. Uh-huh.
But my grandfather is from Philadelphia.
Oh, great. What part of Philly?
Grandpa Howard. I don't know what part of Philly, though.
But that's okay.
Germantown, excuse me. Germantown, Philadelphia.
Oh, Germantown. Gotcha. My family, actually, we lived a few miles from there.
Oh, nice.
One thing I want to ask you. I know you love sports, and I know the possibility your favorite team. What's your favorite football team, by the way?
I like the New York Giants, and I like Florida Gators.
Well, my man, you like the Giants. I'm a Giants fan over here too. What's your favorite player?
You said my man, huh?
Who's your favorite player?
Eli Manning. I like him.
Did you like Daniel Jones? Do you think Daniel Jones could be a future?
I don't know. I don't know if I like Daniel Jones or not.
You think you'll catch a? Well, you gonna catch a Giants game once they're down over here? Well, I know you probably
I'll probably go up to New Jersey in October and catch a Giants game up there in New Jersey when I fly up there. I have season tickets for that.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Up in New Jersey.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, I love Eli Manning, dude. Ever since like when he came on to be a starting quarterback, I think one of my favorite Giants was OBJ until Odell Beckham Jr. until he got traded.
ODBJ. Yeah. I like that. ODBJ. Odell Beckham Jr. is what that stands for.
Well, we got Barkley, so I think a lot of Giants fans are very satisfied with that. So, now that my next question to you, now that since you're on the FYC, what are your plans and what are your goals that you want to take on as a member to help you grow and get better to, you know, become a leader in the disability community?
A leader in the disability.
Yeah, like what can you do to help you grow as a member in the council?
A Temple Grandin. Grandin, excuse me. Temple Grandin.
Oh, Temple Grandin. So what things that you learned from her that can help you grow better as a leader?
She's a leader, and I think she tells people what's like to have a disability. Tell to people what it's like to have autism.
Absolutely. And I think she does a great job in, you know, inspiring people like us to, you know, to grow and get better. But one thing my question was, is what helps you grow as a leader?
What helps me grow as a leader? As a leader, I'm just looking up the characteristics of a leader now on my computer. Honesty and commitment and guidance and sense of humor.
Well, absolutely. I think a lot of that qualities can boil down to just helping people and also, like, you know, have like compassion for others, looking after others, always, you know, speaking out, you know, standing up for people, you know, providing a voice. Those are other leadership qualities that for a lot of people, for a lot of us in the FYC can have. And I think that as long as we keep growing and trusting ourselves to become not just better speakers, but also better leaders and helping ourselves and also helping other people in the same time for this organization.
Uh-huh.
And one thing, another thing I wanted to ask you is that did you actually see progression upon yourself? Like, did you actually see improvement of, you know, helping people a lot in the disability community, like from CAFE through the summit? Like, did you see any progression going forward with helping people? And did you see you actually improved yourself, you know, getting to chance to talk to other people in the summit, maybe talking to people in cafe? Like, what do you draw in that?
What do I draw in that? Like, helping people from the cafe to the summit?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I draw. I don't draw, like, anything from helping. What I get from it, you mean? Is that what you meant?
Yeah. Like, what do you get from that? And, like, what helped you improve upon, you know, from cafe to summit to now?
I know how to be a leader in the disability community. How to help other people.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I know that since, even though for us, since we didn't really get too much time together in, you know, because I know, like, we only have, like, a few days of cafe and a few days of the summit. And did you actually make any new friends along the way when you're in the summit?
Did I make any difference along the way when I was in the summit?
Yeah.
I saw some new people, but I didn't make any friends. Not really, but just all the same people in the summit. I'd like to make some new friends, but didn't make any yet.
Well, trust me, you will. Trust me. Once you get the hang of it, you're going to make some great new friends. I mean, hey, you make new friends when you're joined the council, so
yeah.
At least you're, you know, feel very comfortable with us and, you know, the people around you, at least, you know, with Emma and Leah and Josh and Derek and, you know, including myself. You, at least you actually have new friends now who are on the FYC. So,
right.
Now, like, how overall, like, to rate your experience of cafe, how would you rate it from 1 to 10? How do you feel, like, from least, you know, from, like, how can I say this? Your experience with cafe, how do you feel about it? Like, from 1 to 10, you didn't enjoy it as much? Do you think it feels like, you know, there should be more? Or 10, like, wow, like, it was awesome. Like, I got so get a chance to experience, you know, meet a lot of people, things like that. Like, from 1 to 10.
I'm going for 10, but it's a lot. It was wild, like, meeting new people, going to the council and all of that. I'll go for 10.
Awesome. That's awesome. And one last question. What do you see yourself in the future of, you know, since you're on the council, like, what do you see yourself a year from now? Like, what do you want to tell yourself a year from now? Like, what you able to do, or how would you... if I can put in a lack of a better term, how did you a year from now to you see yourself going forward now from the FYC, from like a year or beyond from that?
How would I see myself in the FYC going forward from a year now?
Mm-hmm.
Complete the course as a TCC and get a full-time job and be in the horse show. I like being in the horse show.
All right. So thank you, John. Thank you for being here with me. So guys, that's the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoy. Make sure you favorite the podcast. Make sure you follow the Florida Youth Council on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Make sure you also subscribe to our YouTube channel on social media websites. Thank you, John, for being here and doing this episode with me. Next week, I'll be having an episode with one of our other council members, Chevy. She'll be on next week. So thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you.